This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Atmanirbhar Bharat is an invitation to co-create, co-develop and co-innovate, as he made a strong pitch for enhanced collaborations between the defence industrial ecosystems of India and Germany. Addressing the German Parliamentary Standing Committee on Defence and Security on day one of his three-day Germany visit yesterday, Mr. Singh asserted that the world today is faced with new security threats and the technological transformation has made the situation highly complex and intricately connected. He said a new approach with a willingness to adapt to the changing environment is the need of the hour. He also asserted that India, under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, is witnessing an unprecedented transformation in the defence sector, and increased partnerships with the German industry can yield significant mutual gains. Today is the first anniversary of Pahalgam terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir. On this day last year, 26 innocent people, mostly tourists, were killed by terrorists at Pahalgam. The dastardly act shook the nation and drew condemnation from governments and leaders across the world. The Indian Army, in a social media post, issued a stern warning to the perpetrators of terrorism, asserting that when boundaries of humanity are crossed, the response is decisive. Operation Sindoor was conceived as a punitive and targeted campaign to dismantle the terror infrastructure across the line of control and deeper inside Pakistan. Under it, the well-coordinated strikes carried out by the Indian Armed Forces precisely hit 9 terrorist camps in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, killing over 100 terrorists, their trainers, handlers and associates. In Tamil Nadu, polling will be held in a single phase for all the 234 assembly constituencies in the state tomorrow. There are over 5,73,43,000 voters in the state. The first phase of polling for West Bengal assembly elections will be held in 152 seats covering 16 districts tomorrow. Our correspondent reports that 1,478 candidates are contesting the elections in this phase. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he will indefinitely extend the ceasefire with Iran to allow the two countries to continue peace talks to end the war. The announcement came as two-week truce was set to expire this morning. In a Truth social post, Trump said he is making the move at Pakistan's request. However, he also said he would continue the U.S. Navy's blockade of Iran's ports and shore, which Iran's leaders have called an act of war. He said the blockade of Iranian ports will continue until Tehran presents a unified proposal. Trump's announcement appeared to be unilateral, and it was not immediately clear whether Iran or the U.S. ally Israel would agree to extend the ceasefire, which began 2 weeks ago. There was no immediate comment from Iran's most senior leaders, but Tasnim News Agency, affiliated with Iran's Revolutionary Guard, said Iran had not asked for a ceasefire extension and repeated threats to break the U.S. blockade by force. Earlier, the White House put on hold Vice President J.D. Vance's expected trip to Islamabad for a second round of talks. Meanwhile, the United States has imposed sanctions on 14 individuals, entities and aircraft linked to Iran, targeting networks involved in procuring and transporting weapons and components for the Iranian regime. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Delhi Capitals by 47 runs at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad last night. Chasing a target of 243 runs, Delhi Capitals made 195 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Nitish Rana, who made 57, was the top scorer for Delhi Capitals. For Sunrisers Hyderabad, Ishan Malinga scalped 4 wickets. Harsh Dubey took 3 wickets. Dilshan Madushankar and Saqib Hussain claimed a wicket each. Today, Lucknow Super Giants will face Rajasthan Royals at Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. In women's cricket, South Africa will take on India in the third T20 International of the Five-Match Series at the Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.